you go. Back on a Friday. January 9th, 18 degrees and mostly cloudy. Love conversations with Brianna Koval asking me, why did you even bring up the Vikings thing from 1977? I didn't want to, but it's part of my history thing.
I understand. We have to talk about history. It's important. You can't forget your past.
No, and you know.
But that's a moment that we should forget.
Well, I've been trying.
Yeah. I wasn't alive then, so I don't have the memories.
Thank you for that. Okay, as if I didn't feel bad enough. Thank you for that. Yeah, 1977. I remember watching it and just kind of going, oh, this is just horrid. Super Bowl appearance, too. But, okay, being a Viking fan, and you're even more of a Viking fan.
Yes.
You know, they've been doing some winning. But I say it's good when you know, when your hopes aren't sky high, because then the heartbreak just isn't as bad. Anyway, let's get off of this.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's get off of this.
Wild card week, so it doesn't matter anymore. We're not in it. It doesn't matter. We're going to talk about it next year.
What are we talking about today and things that really matter, which is your area?
Well, remember over the past couple of months now, because it's been a while since I've been in here. Mm-hmm. So back in November, we talked about how Code Red had that data breach and the system was decommissioned and shut down. We are up and running with our new system. It's called Wilkin Alerts. It's powered by Smart 911 through Rave Solutions, and we need people to register.
Okay.
So
how do we do that?
Well, what you can do is you can text Wilkin Alerts, all lowercase, no space, to 226-787. And that'll get you registered into the system for our mobile alerting.
That's it?
Well, that's step one. Okay. That can be it if that's all you want.
Yeah.
However, you're going to get a bounce back text from that's going to have a link in it so you can register your address. So then you can get those geographic alerts that you need that are going to be a little bit more honed in, a little bit more important if you have something that's happening near you. Otherwise, those mobile alerts are going to be just a broadcast message that we would send to everyone. But getting in on those mobile alerts will get your phone number in the system, so you're going to get those weather alerts. However, if you want weather alerts that are specific to where you live, you need to register your address.
But it's like two steps.
Yeah,
I would do that too, just to have it more localized.
Yep, absolutely. So you text Wilkin Alerts to 226-787. You send that text. You get a bounce back message with the full registration information. You click the link. You put your address and your name in there, and you can be done. However, if you want to add additional things in there that you would want first responders to know, such as if you are dependent on some sort of medical device that needs electricity. So then if there was a widespread power outage, we would know on our mapping system, hey, this person is dependent on electricity because they're on a ventilator or something like that. We would then know so that if we needed to send additional resources to you or figure something out for you, we can help along with that process.
Boy, they have stepped this up.
Right? If you have pets, you can put that in the system so then we know if we have a large scale incident during the day when, you know, you're at work, we need to think about what all is in that area. We then know that, you know, you have two cats in that house that you're probably going to want to retrieve or something like that. So there's all of these different components that you can put in there to give your profile more information. However, you don't have to do that.
Was that available? Yeah. Were all these options available before?
No, not with our
own system. Okay, so this, what a great step up.
So this is a lot more robust than what we had with Code Red. So, you know, use it however you feel fit. If you want to tell us everything about you, go right ahead. If you just want to give us your name and your phone number and your address, go right ahead. If you just want those mobile alerts, that's fine too. But you have to register. None of that data that was in Code Red transferred over to Wilkin Alerts.
So it's starting from ground zero then.
Exactly. Right. If you were registered with Code Red, you are not registered with Wilkin Alerts until you send that text message. Or you go to our website and click the Wilkin Alerts link on there and then input your information.
And one more time, folks, I'm going to podcast this early this afternoon. So if you're missing any of this, you can pick it up then. But again, how do we get the ball rolling? Step one.
Yep. Text Wilkin Alerts, all lowercase, no space. So Wilkin Alerts to 226-787.
226-787.
Yep. We'll get that up on the Facebook page again. The Sheriff's Office has it on their Facebook page. I know the City of Breckenridge put it on their Facebook page last week. If you live in those small communities, I know they have it on their Facebook pages as well. But you want to get registered for that system any way you can.
Were there a lot of people signed up to Code Red? I mean, you know, a majority of people.
You have to remember that we had Code Red for over 10 years.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of people on that system. We probably had 3,000 or 4,000 phone numbers in there.
Wow.
However, a lot of those phone numbers no longer were active, or those people no longer lived here. So this is actually a great opportunity for us to clean the system out and get the people that should be on it back on it.
Well, and talk about something essential to have.
Absolutely.
You know, and the fact now that you can tailor make this to your life, to your personality, whatever, I'm liking that.
Yeah, absolutely. So just register for the system if you want to receive those alerts, and then it's going to get you in on those weather alerts too. So if you missed receiving those, don't worry. Yeah. They're coming back.
Holy smokes. Makes me want to move back to Breck. Okay.
All right. Well, you have a fantastic system in Richland County too.
Absolutely. Bill, yeah. So. No complaints there.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else do we need to talk about? I mean, you know, we're going to steer away from the Vikings thing. You want to talk Scouts? What's your son up
Why
to?
Why do you have to keep bringing up the Vikings? Just stop.
Hmm?
We're done with the Vikings until next fall.
Because I feel your pain.
Yeah,
I sense
know.
Your pain. I can feel it all the way over here.
I know. It's just radiating.
It is.
The purple tears.
Mm-hmm.
So archery season has started again. League is up and running for those Twin Town archers in our area. They have their first tournament in a couple weeks. So that's pretty exciting. I know those kids are practicing really hard, and they're trying to dust everything off because it's been a while since they've shot. But that should be a great opportunity for those especially that haven't ever done a tournament before.
And your son's really good with a bow and arrow. I mean, he's had some success.
There's been a lot of upgrades to his bow over the past week
or two. I bet.
Just for the fact that it's his third season on this bow, and it needed a new string, and it needed a new rest, and he has a different set of arrows. So, and he also grew like 6 inches, and that impacts things. And that's something that some of these kids forget. When they get taller, things change, and the way you shoot changes a little bit.
Well, that would make sense.
So,
you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, he's working through it. We're hoping that things kind of even out over the next few weeks. But
and that program, yeah. I mean, has grown exponentially.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how many archers are in it this year, but it's big.
So you're a scout mom and an archer mom.
Yeah.
This is good stuff.
Yep. Well, and scouts are planning summer camp already. Because it's January, so we have to be thinking about what are we going to do in June.
Hey, the more we can talk about summer, the more I like it.
Absolutely. But the Cub Scouts have the Pinewood Derby coming up on the 24th.
Yeah. Mention that, too, because that is huge.
Absolutely. The Cub Scout Pinewood Derby and Pancake Feed is on January 24th. I believe the Pancake Feed starts at 8 and the Pinewood Derby starts at 10, but that's at the Wapton Community Center. So if you have a Cub Scout or you want to support the Cub Scouts, feel free to go out there and watch them race their derby cars and enjoy some pancakes while you're there. It's a free will offering for pancakes, so it should be a good time.
And what a great group to support.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
Yep.
You have the best weekend you've ever had in your life.
Oh, my gosh.
And
thank
you. Best week you've ever had next week. And then
thanks.
You're going to be back next Friday?
Absolutely. No, I won't.
What's going on?
I'm out of the office next Friday.
All right, we'll just leave it at that.
Yep,
we'll
so I'll see you in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. Okay,
yep,
I got to make a note of that so I'm not, so I'm going to have to adjust here because my weekends are all screwed up when you don't show up.
I know, I understand.
So thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Brianna Colville, Wilkin County Emergency Services. Folks, again, if you missed anything about the new alert system, we're going to podcast this. It'll be available for you early this afternoon on our website, kbmwnews.com.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down.